has probably gotten around to the other people. I don't know, but it's either Charles or they're the all chairman.
Yes.
But when they do, it's just.
Generally, early kind of Schultz.
Five.
Some don't.
But everybody else.
Get on them when they don't.
Everybody else to the other president.
Sapphire.
He just goes out there for a while, which has some various connection with the problems we might have. Keep my eyes on the hook for a while. Amazing, it's not that bad for me, the interest of that.
Amazing.
Well, you know, the most astonishing story in that whole thing. It's hardly been noticed, at least I haven't seen much on it. There's one girl on that ping pong team, 17 years old, dropped out from the tour
to go to Hawaii,
China, because she had a date to meet a friend of hers, a girlfriend of hers, in Hawaii to spend 3 or 4 days, and she skipped the China tour.
Incredible.
To go to Hawaii.
And I saw that once, but it didn't cost up.
Does she regret it? I haven't seen any follow-up on it. All I saw was that that's what she was doing. I can't imagine.
She probably only did those two things in her life.
Please think about it. And what? 17?
I announced Skelly today on my use the opportunity to talk about, you know, nothing, no organization worthwhile in any administration. This is the way you've insisted from the very beginning, remain static. You're always constantly looking for different ideas, different ways to do things. Always working with the goal of communicating more with the American people. Was able to get in late because I was asked a question about, well, I thought you were coming back on the public relations efforts of the administration, and so I drew a parallel between the cutbacks in public relations activities, the films, the unnecessary activities, versus the desire to develop a more effective public information structure. And that from the very outset of the administration, with the setting up of the Director of Communications Office and other things that we've attempted to do, you've attempted to do in the administration, all against one goal of informing the American people of your policies and so forth. So I was able to draw that parallel.
And did you ever give Ron the figures of hours that I had done? Get that around for the hours?
I have. Yes, I have. It's
a very good point for all of our people.
Then I tied in
for, you know, draw off at 6 hours, and by the time I do this, you know, we're averaging, you know, a half hour every 2 weeks.
Right. I refer to
a quote of Q&A, you know.
I refer to the hour before the panel at 6 at the ASB, also, that you would do this Friday. And
wire shirts.
Right. I said the panel of 6, editors, the representative from each wire service. They're going to carry that on live radio.
They are.
At least one of the networks will.
Well, you'll probably pay attention.
These guys always, when you make an announcement like that, they tend to or at least they make an effort to block it into some mysterious thing called public relations. But what I attempted to do is to spell out anything that is worthwhile, you must constantly change and assess yourself, evaluate yourself. And I said that the president has been insistent on that, not only in the area of public information, but on everything.
But that's a good point.
Within the government.
If you when you stop to think, you stop to think so a little bit around it. As a matter of fact, from the standpoint of this year, nobody can really say we haven't been extremely forthcoming in terms of
truths.
I mean, an hour or three is always you've got. There's no whole bar and no TV. See, the hour or three is always you've got. A half hour televised press conference and a 45-minute in the office press conference. So that takes
right.
care of that. An hour with Howard K. Smith one-on-one, an hour with Sulzberger one-on-one, an hour with Barbara Rowe Waters, Walters one-on-one, and an hour with the women's press, a pool six-on-one, and an hour with editors. Now that's a hell of a lot of stuff, and that is that's much more useful. Then they get it. If you want follow up, we got it. If you want a big show, we give you that. If you want something in the office, we give you that. And if you want something for the writing press, we give you that. If you want something on television, we give you that.
Of course, the very nature of the press, which I told him this morning, you know, you'll never be satisfied. What we're talking about is ways to the press. congressman is communicating with the American people in various ways. No, not at all. But then I was asked, well, when is the president going to have a press conference with the White House press? I said, when we have one set, we'll announce it. And then I went through, we've had, you know, a series of them already, and we're at a number of suggestions that have been made, I said, in terms of communicating. The president is doing
that. I noticed when Signadella Klein came up with almost exactly the same proposal that I did on a selection of a pool.
That's right.
10 basic people and draw 20.
We may want to
do that. And we may have got a basis for doing it. You can follow the signal. Oh, I think the next one is
the next one should be a White House group in here and then in the office. Now, I think I want you, if you will, and this will cool some because he'll do it. You can tell us or the next one will be that. Okay. He's going to be that. I'll tell him. And then if you will arrange it. So it'll be in the very near future. You can just tell him now, Steve. Now, look here. We actually can announce this in advance. We're going to give you one in the very near future. I mean, just as soon as we get this one out of the way, you'll have a crack at yours. When is it we're going to do that? Wednesday? Yeah. Other words, great. And we're thinking of a time next week. Aren't you talking about that's part of our scheme.
Trying if I can something else. And then you do that while you're there. If there were another reason to go back to California. I looked it up, if you try to do it that weekend of the 24th, which we can move the chamber instead of the Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the weekend to do it. But that really looks like you ran, you know, there was a big demonstration and you ran out. No, but that could be going to Camp David is fine. You don't have to be here. But
I will be at Camp David. Everybody knows I go to Camp David for the weekend, so that's
You're getting a full rundown. The thing apparently has been announced for the 21st, which also creates a problem.
What has been the riot?
No, the Marine.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, I think maybe we ought to have somebody else go out there and make a big deal about it. Maybe that's another possibility.
Well, I had a note coming in from folks in the sidebar when you raised the question on doing something more on the next market.
Oh, yeah.
That they had already been working on, which was the idea of having Bunny Lasker write you a letter that would say, last year on April 28th, you made the prediction, you know, then pointing out what had happened to the game since then, and how much someone would have made, and then saying what 31 million stockholders and their families would like to know now is this: what's your advice in April 1971? Then you write last year a note back, thanking you.
Drop out of my head.
Thanks for reminding me of my advice a year ago, and I took a little flack about it for a few weeks, and saying presidents shouldn't make market predictions except in general terms. He said, at least 72 would be a very good year. I would expect a prudent man to still find this a good time to invest. Perhaps I'd take some of my profits and put them toward the purchase of a new home or a new car. That kind of decision would be good for the consumer, the working man, the investor as well. Checking on this next year, too, everybody else will. You know, some of that sort of, they were thinking about that. Did you get the figures? Okay, I've got a note coming into you that the low was at the election day market was 9.49 the day after.
49.
The inaugural day market was 9.31.
We're close to that already.
The low was 6.31. Dropped exactly 300 from the inaugural to the low. And it's quite conceivable we'd be back to the 9.31 within the next few days.
So the 9.31 then is the figure we should aim at.
Right.
9.31, because that's when we took over together the administration. It's about a year ago that we never reached 9.31, but now today.
Well, it was 6.31.
6.31.
That casting fortunes have been made.
That casting fortunes. I'm not sure that the letter will do it. It's a little tricky, I think, but I don't know. I guess maybe, but I don't know anything better. I just think the story has got to get out. I think it's a hell of a good story. They would have written the hell out of me if it hadn't happened.
They did, as you know, this New York Times piece, the next market proving correct after 11 months. They're doing another piece on the one place for the 1 year date on April 28th. That kind of thing. We do a lot of circulating in this one. Said it was 7:24.
Yes, it was. That's what I said it publicly. Yeah, I also said it at the same, after that group. That's what I picked up. I picked up later that meeting with the stock market people. The anniversary of that day is damn important.
Well, this was with a group of Wall Street leaders. It was on April 28th.
The meeting of the group of Wall Street leaders, Bob, was after Cambodia, which is April 30th. It was in an office press conference. April 28th, actually, you will find, see, they, Sapphire, put it up, it's next up. The April 28th thing was in an office press conference. I don't know, not Wall Street, but no, in a meeting in the cabinet room with some businessmen, you know. I think actually they were the cattlemen, or it was some sort of a farm type group. That's what that was. When the market was 6.31, that day, the morning of that day, it was the day before it was 631, and that crowd came down, and that day it came back 18 points or something like that, whatever. That is the day that I want to pick up, and let's name that as the day. That's why I had money last year, and this is going on a whole bunch of it, too. Will Connie be back in second? They thought you might want to take him on a boat. It's supposed to be in the Eagles today. Connor, go out and work. Work. Catch him later if you open it. Over later. Or be with him here and then you can go out and talk. I made a time out of it. Be warmer than last night. The only thing is I do realize they like saving that. Say a little something and say we're proud of you. We should serve well.
DOW thing together.
Yeah. And this is, well, just don't talk to me about it.
Right. Well, it's more than anything else.
Yeah, the other alternative, which looks like a possibility if we want to do it, is investor in the Philippines. Question of whether we want to do it.
Sure.
Why not?
Sign. States.
I won't give an official dinner.
Can't they be thrown in with Asians?
We've already had
set those up. But why don't you just consider that along the other thing? I'm already to generate my normal general title versions of you and about them. Okay. The business ones particularly. It ought to be done. Sometime they ought to come in. I mean, you get an hour with one and an hour with the other. They get a feeling as to what the hell they're doing.
Some mileage out of it.
Yeah. So I think it's part of things that you can work into the schedule over a period of time when you do that.
Yeah.
In other words, you do a lot of other things at 5 o'clock that aren't quite as important as that, so I just do it. See, I'll have the dinner for them. I mean, I'll meet them at 5 o'clock. And Harden should give a dinner for them at night, see, and let him use Blair House, see. And then I'll have a, and Stans can use Blair House for his dinner. But they both use Blair House for their dinners. I think that's good.
Damn good.
I think it's an influential group on to do. It's like my getting back to, I can't tell you how strongly I feel we've got to get as soon as we possibly can with Mitchell. But hardcore, I don't know who our friends are in the house, and I want to see that list. And I want 10 guys in the house, whether we have 5 in the senators or 6 or what.
And they've got 10.
I think it's 8. 8 is good. McGregor agrees it should be about that size. It's good.
Yep.
And I don't know the political people. There must be a
I think it worked.
State by state.
Different, yeah.
State by state. There isn't anybody who would go back to my thought about the I sure want an Ohio letter pretty damn
yeah.
soon. Let's get an Ohio letter.
I think that's what we've got to do is go hit Ohio and New York and
Pennsylvania.
Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania.
Texas. Texas has got to be Florida.
And
Missouri.
You've done Illinois.
Maybe Texas, Florida, and
California.
Something larger, California. California's got to be one for me, though. I don't
know. We sure should do New York, too, though. I mean, that's
New York?
Yeah.
Hell yes. Have a real good New York dinner. That would mean a lot. And Rockefeller's group.
Yeah, but with real power, not the establishment type people.
I'm not going to have those sons, but just
real power types.
Our power, right? People are going to be for us, right?
Probably not bring the conservatives into it.
Well, they have to be. Mix the Buckley's crowd.
Yeah.
Buckley's got to be there. I don't know what to do with Javits.
Bring him. He's running.
Now he's going to come.
He'll come. Javits.
Play both sides.
Plays both sides. Doesn't want to come.
Personally. And we must not, in the future, get into that Clemstone deal. Now, we've done Clem. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful man and everything, but boy, I don't want anybody ever to give us too much again. You know, so that we're under enormous obligations. Mulcahy is not going to be that insistent on doing something stupid. He asks for a lot, but I don't mean going.
But Mulcahy doesn't, he does it all on his own. See, he doesn't get into these fundraising things with other people. Actually, where Stone did. Stone loves, he's obsessed with that matching fund business. He loves to grandstand and stuff, you know, I'll give $1 million and you all give $1 million.
It's almost Jewish.
And then he gets all tied up with it.
Yeah.
And
I see your point.
Where Mulcahy does, Mulcahy just writes checks.
It probably was still a good dinner, I mean, sincerely. But it just could have been better.
It was good for you.
We want to leave on a high note.
That's the thing.
The more I think about it, it's the last thing they must hear that dinner is me. And then they go in and have their coffee and they go out a little lifted.
Yeah, don't get down to the Jewish fundraiser type thing.
Never in that way. Don't
start banging people's heads.
I felt very...
It all ought to end and they ought to go away. And then the following can be done separately. Certainly they didn't do anything on it here. They went back over to the hotel. Caucus.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do a very brief, just in the office, family only thing, swearing in for
sure.
Bob White, the head of NOAA, because it's our agency.
Sure.
City White's brother.
Sure,
would be a little behind.
Excellent. That's our heading. It's easy to consider that like this now. I don't know who thought it up, but that Yastrzemski thing was about the best thing I've done for some time because he's a good man.
No, who thought it up is Yastrzemski.
I can't understand why.
I've never met the man. But he just got carried away. He said, you know, he wanted to give you the award. He said it a long time ago. And we've been trying to work out it, you know, jiggling.
He thought about himself.
Apparently so. It was
oh my God, it's his award.
As far as I can determine, it was his idea. He decided he would have it.
See, that's so much better than having him and then the Cotton Queen and a lot of others. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Let's just have one.
Get down to the ones like that one and have a little.
You have one tomorrow.
And we grab her
every day.
Deal.
Every day. I mean, sometimes you can have two if you have a hellish pressure from somebody.
But we don't.
We don't really have to. One a day, though, I never mind. The day of our press conference, I'll have one. If it's one.
Mm-hmm. Press conference,
yeah. Maybe free.
It's kind of an amazing thing. The guy wanted to do it.
I got one of our certificates for his leadership. You know, he's been made speeches before drugs and so forth. I haven't made up an appropriate certificate for him. Leadership, giving an example to young people, particularly in the field of narcotics, you know what I mean? Well, if you know with Peter Flanagan, it might be that you all sit in with him on that case. Does he have Maury Sanchez Opus?
Yes,
a senator in the Magnus. I wrote a
you said.